Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Great.
We're getting older, the both of us, and as we age, there's some expectation that our serum testosterone concentration and free testosterone is going to decrease.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. That my concentrations will decrease. This is sometimes perhaps motivated by the pharmaceutical industry. This is sometimes called andropause as opposed to menopause. But the good news is that the decline in testosterone in aging men is extremely modest, and the possible clinical consequences have been relatively poorly established. In fact, the decrease in testosterone is really a poster child condition for the medicalization of a lab value. It is important to note that the most commercially available assays for free and total testosterone have limitations in and of themselves, the test that is. But if you look at some of the, as you might call, patient-oriented outcomes, although I guess you might argue with me in a minute that these aren't really patient-oriented, but if you look at sperm production, it doesn't appear to change dramatically with age. Testicular size, I don't know if that's patient-oriented or not, but men's testicles do decrease in size a wee bit, but ejaculated sperm density doesn't seem to change. You move to what I think we would both agree is a patient-oriented outcome, which is sexual function. Again, how do you measure that? And pleasure is hard to measure. But if you look at frequency of orgasm or frequency of intercourse or sexual satisfaction, it is a little bit less in older men than in younger men, but not really significant differences. And again, probably something that our wives are happy about. Nonetheless, you've chosen an article that looks at this problem. It's from the journal Urology, not a surprise here. It answers the question, does the time of day affect the accuracy of measuring serum total testosterone levels in men? So if you take this test in the morning, is it different than if you take it in the afternoon? This is published this year in 2014, volume 192, and this absolutely riveting article starts on page 165. Mark, what did they find in the cohort study?
Yeah, this was interesting. As you said, there's been a huge push to medicalize this process and treat it as a disease. And certainly there are men that have extremely low testosterone levels where they are symptomatic, and that's appropriate to treat. But I think one of the issues is measuring testosterone levels can be challenging because they do vary throughout the day. So if you come in the afternoon, or if you come in the morning, or a time of day when it's normally lower, you might have a falsely low reading and be put on medication you really don't need, and that can actually, and there have been some randomized trials looking at testosterone supplementation in men who were frail, and it showed a significant increase in cardiovascular events, so it's not a benign thing. Traditionally what's been recommended is measuring the testosterone in the morning between 8 and 11 a.m. So this was a specialty clinic where they looked at men coming in with a complaint of ED over about almost a 20-year period, 1986 to 2004, almost 2,600 men, all ages, and they had their testosterone measured at least once with a laboratory draw time between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. So they stratified them into groups by age first, and then by the time when they had it drawn. They only used a single measurement per patient, and they separated each group into two groups. So the really early morning group, 7 to 9, and those who had a draw between 9 and 2. So the primary outcome was the average testosterone in each age group and within each age subgroup, and also a subgroup by when they had it drawn. The average age of men in the study was 63 years, and the analysis showed that there was a big decrease in testosterone level during the day compared with levels drawn in the early morning. And this was apparent in men under age 40 years and in the group 40 to 44 years. It was 207 and 149 nanograms per milliliter difference. So that's pretty big and could easily push someone from hypo to gonadism to normal. The difference, or actually the other way around. So the difference for older men, they also saw a difference in men 70 to 74, but it was statistically significant, but not clinically significant. There were lots of the guys in this age in the study, so they were able to detect a difference of 34 nanograms, but probably not clinically important. None of the other older age groups, so once you're over 45, it didn't seem to matter when it was drawn. It was only in those younger men where they saw the difference. So important bottom line, I think if you have a patient under 45 years and you want to measure their testosterone level, get it before 9 a.m. That's when you're going to get probably the highest level. Over 45 years, doesn't seem to make much difference, although probably you still want to do it toward the first part of the day.
But it's a good thing, because those guys under 45 are the ones that are more likely to be up at 7 in the morning. The other guys were all sleeping in.
Yeah, well, that is why they tried to stratify by age and, you know, look at it separately, because obviously there could be confounding by, you know, retirees wouldn't want to get up at 7 o'clock to necessarily get the blood drawn, but somebody who has to be at work at 8 might be. So, you know, there are some issues around that, but that's why they stratified that way.
Right, or perhaps they do want to get up at 7 if there's some hope of getting their sexual life back.
Yeah.
Anyways, we won't go there.
But their wife would forget and maybe turn the alarm clock off.
Exactly. Exactly. Mark, thank you. We'll talk with you again next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.